SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया भर में वृद्ध देखभाल कर्मचारी यानी कि एजेड केयर वर्कर्स अपनी ऐतिहासिक वेतन वृद्धि का जश्न मना रहे हैं। फेयरवर्क्स के इस निर्णय से कुछ देखभालकर्ताओं के वेतन में 28% की वृद्धि देखी गई है। हालांकि इस क्षेत्र में हर किसी को ये पेराइस नहीं मिलेगी। स्वास्थ्य सेवा यूनियन हेडक्वार्टर्स में जैसे ही फेयरवर्क कमीशन का ये निर्णय सुनाया गया, एकत्रित कर्मचारियों में घबराहट की लहर देखी गई थी। हालांकि कुछ ही देर में ये घबराहट जश्न के शोर में तब्दील हो गई। यूनियन के सेक्रेटरी जेरार्ड हेस कहते हैं,
दिस इज वन ऑफ द बेस्ट आउटकम्स this union has ever achieved. This will go a long way to ensure that people can age with dignity and people can care for people without going into poverty.
आयोग ने जुलाई से 2,00,000 श्रमिकों के लिए एजेड केयर अवार्ड सिस्टम में व्यापक बदलाव को मंजूरी दे दी है। आयोग इस निष्कर्ष पर पहुंचा है कि इस महिला प्रधान उद्योग को लिंग के आधार पर कम महत्व दिया गया था। नर्सों के लिए उनका वेतन अब 17-24% के बीच है। प्राथमिक देखभाल कर्मियों के लिए ये आंकड़ा 18-28% के बीच बैठता है। इन आंकड़ों में 15% की वृद्धि भी शामिल है, जो कि पिछले वर्ष के मामले के हिस्से के रूप में प्रदान की गई थी। काइली मुंडे पेनरिथ स्थित एक वृद्ध देखभाल कार्यकर्ता हैं और कहती हैं कि ये वृद्धि उनके कई सहयोगियों के लिए जीवन बदलने वाली साबित हो सकती है।
But caring doesn't put food on the table. It doesn't, you know, give you a good quality of life. Had men been predominantly in the aged care industry, we wouldn't have been underpaid to begin with.
लेकिन यूनियन ने जो पूरे सेक्टर के लिए 25% बढ़ोतरी की मांग की थी, उस अनुरोध को अस्वीकार कर दिया गया है। आयोग ने इनडायरेक्ट देखभाल कर्मियों पर फैसला सुनाया कि वे समान वेतन को उचित ठहराते हुए सामान्य मूल का काम नहीं करते हैं। रसोई कर्मचारियों और सफाई कर्मियों जैसे सहायक कर्मियों को 8.6% की बढ़ोतरी दी गई है। रिटायर्ड शेफ मार्क केस्ट्यू, जो अपने जूनियर सहयोगियों के समर्थन में खड़े नजर आए, इस फैसले से नाराज हैं।
They have to put up with people violent behavior, dementia behavior. They do it all, same as any other carer. In aged care, we're all carers. And they deserve it as much as anyone else.
ऐसा ही कुछ मानना है श्रद्धा सिंह का, जो कि लंबे समय से मेलबर्न में एक इनडायरेक्ट एजेड केयर वर्कर के रूप में काम कर रही हैं।
So from what I know, it's only for people who are in direct service. So basically who are PCA and stuff in the aged care, who deal directly with the clients. Mm-hmm. But like people who are back of house or who are admin, who are doing payroll, who might be in accounting, stuff like that, those people don't get the 18.5, they only get the 5.5 year, jo bhi 6% hai. Because they're not directly in contact with the clients. I'm in an aged care organization that is like, that provides services like gardening and like outings and stuff. Yeah, I think there wasn't a salary increase for like many, many years since like the last index, which was in like, I don't know, I think 2005 or mm-hmm. 2013, something like that. But it is like for a long time, they never got a salary hike and it was a very minimum wage. For a lot of hard work. You know, like how in the aged care, you've got those people who are the PCAs, who actually work with the clients and like change them, give them a shower, you know, help them eat meals, everything. So right. Those are the people who are getting the 18 point whatever. Now, let's say there are chefs inside the aged care who make the food. There are people like who are the cleaners. There's people who are like, you know, maybe gardeners who are in the aged care, like taking care of the complex. So those people might not get it. They'll only get the 6.8% because they are not directly related to the aged care.
पूरे रॉयल कमीशन में वृद्ध देखभाल कार्यबल की स्थिति एक प्रमुख मुद्दा रही है। कई प्रदाताओं ने उद्योग व्यापी स्थितियों में सुधार की मांग का समर्थन भी किया है। इनमें से एक है यूनाइटिंग एनएसडब्ल्यू और एसीटी, जिसके कार्यकारी निदेशक ट्रेसी बर्टन का कहना है,
But because we have a growing population of older Australians coming through, it's vital that we attract more and more people into the sector. It is a very rewarding place to work, but it's got to be fairly remunerated.
वृद्ध देखभाल प्रदाताओं का कहना है कि सरकार को बिल का भुगतान करने के लिए कदम उठाना होगा, क्योंकि कई ऑपरेटर घाटे में चल रहे हैं। चुनाव से पहले लेबर ने इस वेतन मामले के परिणामों को फंडिंग देने का वादा किया था। शुक्रवार के निष्कर्षों पर प्रधानमंत्री एंथनी एल्बनीजी की प्रतिक्रियाएं भी सुनने को मिली।
It is vital that our older Australians get dignity and respect in their later years. The workers who look after them deserve respect as well, and they deserve better pay. So the government will examine any finding that comes down.
हेलेना सोरियो सोब्रेटो 20 साल से एजेड केयर इंडस्ट्री में काम कर रही हैं। जब उन्होंने शुरुआत की थी तो उनका वेतन मात्र $14 प्रति घंटा था। उनका कहना है कि ये वेतन वृद्धि काफी समय से लंबित मांग है, जो कि आखिरकार पूरी हुई है।
It's fantastic news. And I'm so grateful for people who were fighting before us, whoever left. And to come to this stage, it's a lot.
जहां एक तरफ डायरेक्ट एजेड केयर वर्कर्स के वेतन में वृद्धि को एक जीत की तरह देखा जा रहा है, वहीं श्रद्धा का मानना है कि वेतन वृद्धि का लाभ सभी वर्कर्स को दिया जाना चाहिए।
I think everyone should get it because honestly, even I'm in the sector, but I'm not considered a part of the sector, like because I'm not exactly in an aged care and I'm not a PCA. However, like you do go through a lot, and it has a lot of social skills as well involved, because no matter what, like you are dealing with all of these people, and they have very like severe needs a lot of the time, and sometimes they have behavioral issues, they have dementia, they have so many things, you know. So even if whether you're a cook or you're a gardener and you come across them, you're still dealing with the same kind of clientele, even though it might not be that you're showering them or bathing them or feeding them, but you know, you are interacting with them in your workplace. So I feel like it should still we should still get it. And then also like the sector I work in now, I'm not directly talking to the client oftentimes, but like I arrange for the outings, but then I have to consider that the outing has to be accessible, I have to consider that the coach we use has to be accessible, stuff like that. So then we are actually catering to them only at the end of the day, and we are working for them. So why are we not getting the same amount of pay rise just because we are like not exactly in that same position, you know what I mean? It's a bit of a disparity there, definitely.
SBS News के लिए नवीन राजिक की इस खबर को SBS हिंदी में आप सबके लिए प्रस्तुत किया भव्या पांडे ने।
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.